Hello and welcome to Too Fast, Too Forever. There's all kinds of family, we chose this one. This is episode 68, the F9 trailer reaction. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And no sponsor tonight because holy shit, Joe, Justice is coming. And what happened?
I have no idea, dude.
So, okay. Before we go further, we are about to spoil the nearly 4 minute long trailer, the first trailer for F9 or F9 the Fast Saga or Fast 9. They called it all three things. I don't know what it, I think it's just F9.
I think at the end of the trailer it says Fast and Furious 9.
So the YouTube video, the official title is F9 Official Trailer HD.
F9 the Fast Saga.
In the art, F9 the Fast Saga, but then when Vin at the event in Miami introduced it, he said Fast 9 trailer. So I don't know that anybody knows. Just goes to show that, like, so here's the funny thing, and this is all, we're going to get back to my original point. In the 2 hour thing today on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, they were talking about how this is a cool franchise because they don't repeat themselves, which is true. Like, everything's new, everything's fresh, except they still can't get titles right. Like, the titles for these movies are dumb and weird, and as much as we love the movies, the titles are dumb.
Yes.
As long as we get Fast 10-Year Seatbelts, that's all that matters.
I'm so excited for Fast 10-Year Seatbelts. I'm with Tej. I'm with Luda on this one. I'm just ready for Fast 10 already.
Yeah. We are about to spoil the 4-minute trailer. We are both firm advocates.
Are we going trailer first, or are we going thing
first?
Well,
I'm just doing a preface for the entire thing. We are both firm advocates. I have swayed you to my side of trying to go into movies as blank slate, as fresh as possible. Don't watch trailers.
Nope.
We know everybody listened to this. Everybody, you know, you and I are going to watch this movie. We're going to love this movie. We don't need a trailer. However, as the responsible journalist that we are, we need to stay up to date on things.
We can't have you guys writing in, because, like, if we didn't see this and somebody spoiled this for me in an email, I would have lost my fucking mind.
We have not said anything yet, and in the write-up for this, there's nothing spoiled yet. I mean, our social media is all over the place. Like, there's pictures and everything, so sorry about that. But I don't know, even just living in the world and checking movie sites or seeing tickets or commercials or whatever, you're not going to be able to fully... Exactly. You're not going to be able to fully avoid
at least
the revelations. We're going to have to figure out, we're gonna have to play it by ear whether we watch future trailers or not. Like, this one, like, I was already excited for 9, but this trailer got me so excited for 9.
Hype.
I don't know how we can wait 4 months.
On the note of the trailers, I think we could do like we did last time, and I'll take one for the team and watch the second one and tell you whether or not we should watch it.
Because you did that for Hobbs and Shaw, you were like, okay, don't.
Yes.
Because there's big action that it spoils here. Like, essentially, okay, so here's starting spoilers. We're going to talk about the event and everything, but the Furious 7 Super Bowl commercial where they're jumping from building to building, like here, them jumping off the cliff and then, like, him hooking the like, it's just, that's going to be, I'm sure, one of the craziest things, and that's already spoiled here. Like, I kind of wish that kind of stuff wasn't here, but, like, the character stuff, like, that's the stuff I want, and, like, that's what I'm so excited about. But, okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about the event first, because the event, the road to Fast 9, was a nearly 2 hour live streamed event on Friday, the 31st January. You know, it was something that we applied to be to, and I'm bummed that we weren't there, but I kind of, like, being able to watch it from here wasn't that bad, but we should have been there.
But the experience of us and Justin live commenting on the Facebook post and us talking with Kara and Brian and everyone in the family, like our family, about it at the same time was also kind of magical in its own way, right?
Because as this was going on, Maria Menounos, who co-hosted this with Tyrese Gibson, with Roman.
So Maria Menounos, we have to get this out. She's wearing this gold glitter dress that just says, Fast, Furious, down her abdomen. Like, that dress is seared into my brain. I will never forget that dress.
While we were watching the live stream, Maria Menounos was like, hey, by the way, tickets on sale now. I was like, cool, gonna go buy 10 of those. And I feel like, I don't know if I could have done that as easily. I mean, I did it on my phone, but it would have been like, it felt like a lot. And then, like, we set up the Facebook chat. Like, we already have those tickets allotted. Like, we have a family outing. If you're in the New York area and want to
join
us, it's on the Facebook page, event. Email family at cageclub.me. You know, we've got our tickets are allotted, but there's more seats in the theater. We're going Thursday, May 21st, so the night it opens. We're going to do like we did last time, the initial reaction, and then we're going to do, you know, a week and a half later, 2 weekends after it comes out, we're going to do our deep dive spoilers, then bring Mike on, maybe bring Kara on a couple weeks later from that, like in the regular thing. Everything, it's going to be, God, it's so exciting. Okay.
I'm so fucking stoked. And the cool thing is right now, Mike, Kara, and Brian will be with us at the family event too, so we got them just seeing, we're all going to see it at the same time. Now, because we've added Kara, because she had never seen them, so this is going to be really fun.
At the event, we had Vin there, and Michelle Rodriguez was there, Jordana Brewster was there, Natalie Emanuel was there, Ludacris was there, Tyrese was there, John Cena was there, Justin Lin was there, and then, don't want to say it yet, but there's a special guest that showed up at the end. Also, Cardi was there, because Cardi did a performance.
So it starts out, Luda does a performance, he plays through all the hits. It's like 10 bangers.
10, 12, 15, like he plays like 4 or 5 songs probably, right?
It was more than that, because in a hip-hop concert, they usually just do like the verse that they're on of a song. I think it was probably closer to 7 or 8 songs.
That's true. Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Because he doesn't, like, go through the, like, because if the other rappers aren't there, he doesn't, like, do their verses. He just does his, and it just cuts quickly. So, yeah, so we get, like, a lot of old Luda bangers. I was like, this is really cool. I was feeling it. It's on a stage. It looks like a concert, like, it looks like a music festival, right? Like, when you watch, like, a Coachella live stream or something. So we're watching. I'm like, oh, this seems pretty interesting. Like, that's cool. I dig it. But I wasn't expecting much. The crowd, there's like a crowd, but not like a huge crowd, like not like a music festival. So I was like, okay, it's Super Bowl weekend. I get other people are doing things. I'm kind of like wishy-washy on it at this point.
Yeah, but then they go to the crowd at one point and we're like, we should have been there. Because you just have a guy who like kind of looks like you, who's just talking about like how much the Fast and Furious franchise means to the thing, means to him. And then they're asking people like, who's your favorite character? And they say, Paul Walker. It's like, that's not a character.
That's not
a character. Vin Diesel. That's not a character.
Yeah.
But then third guy says, Sean. And I was like, hell yeah.
This guy knows. You should have been interviewing him the whole time.
They have Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth come out and they do See You Again.
Yeah.
Very emotional. They're intercutting these clips.
So Dom comes out.
Not Dom. Vin. You're better than the people in the crowd.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, he's wearing his fucking leather jacket. He's being Dom as Vin. You know what I mean? Like, he's not even Vin in this. He's Dom. So he comes out. Vin Dom was was wearing this It says FF9 on the back, which is also another curveball because they're calling the movie F9, but his jacket said FF9.
By the way, in the AMC app, it's credited as, or like the tickets are for F9 Fast and Furious, so that's another variation too.
Oh, cool. So we're at like 5 or 6 now. And the back of his jacket, along the bottom, it just says Fatherhood. And I was like, oh. I was like, okay, this might be a little corny, right? Like, I'm still feeling it out. I don't know how I feel about this yet.
Because we had seen earlier this week, they released a teaser. Like, on Monday or Tuesday, they put out a teaser for this.
Yeah.
Which is basically the first 35, 40 seconds of this trailer. And it's
exactly
Dom and Letty on a farm with baby Brian, who's now a toddler.
Yeah.
So this is a couple years later. We're probably keeping in real time. But it's like, fatherhood is going to be a big thing. Although, once the trailer gets rolling, it's a whole other thing. But it seems like, you're right, like Dom or Vin wearing the jacket that says fatherhood. It's like, it's not about being fast anymore. Like, it's about more than that. It's about family.
Then they cut, you know, like they have to do some intermission things because we're watching it live. Kind of like one of the movie intro type things where they do like a flashback of all the movies. And they had like some behind the scenes stuff and like showing them like working on stunts and stuff. And that was pretty cool.
Did you notice who was in those cuts, the clips?
Who?
Dwayne Johnson. Where was he?
Hey, I got a new man now. Just for this one, okay? He's off Hobson and Shawn. We got a new man now.
There's one that's just like, let's catch you up on the movies and like let's see behind the scenes. And it's like, it's cool.
Yeah, but it's like we've seen all of this
filler.
Kind of stuff.
It's very clearly filler.
Yeah. So then we get back and they're like, okay, like let's talk about all the Dodges in this. And I was like, so this is clearly sponsored by Dodge. We're now going to watch a Dodge commercial through the lens of Fast and the Furious. And like, that's why I was like, okay. Like,
which the movies to a certain extent kind of are. Already.
They are. One of my friends that I was chatting with in a different chat was like, why is this a concert? And he loves Disney theme parks and he lives in Orlando. And I'm like, how the fuck are you asking me why this is a concert when it's the same thing as Disney, dude? Like, it's just a commercial that we're being sold as entertainment. Like, that's what it is. And, like, you just have to accept that and move along.
I think what's also cool about it is that this is one of the very few franchises where, like, more than just a few of the performers, of the, you know, the people in the movie, the actors, are musicians. Like, we've had Ludacris in the beginning. We have Tyrese, who has done music, but he didn't do music here. You know, we got Cardi now. We've got Ozuna now.
Yes.
We've got everybody. Like, they showed Rita Ora in a clip. They made sure to show her one of the montages. Mm-hmm. Like, this franchise, especially because of the way that, like, I think it's tied to the culture of what embodies the movies, the music is part of it. So, like, I think it's cool. Like, it makes sense. Like, it doesn't make sense, but then it also is like, oh, wait, no, it actually makes perfect sense as a concert.
Yes. After the intermission kind of stuff, we get some interviews. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, now we're getting to stuff that we want to see, that you and I want to see. These are really bland-ass interviews. So, like, they go around. Justin Lin's there. Like we said, everybody's there. And they're, like, talking to people. And Justin Lin's like, you know, like, I thought I was done, but I had one new idea. And I thought I would come back. And, like... And they're talking to Ramsey, Natalie Emmanuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about this? Like, you had to get a driver's license for these movies. Like, you never drove before them. And she's like, no. And she's like, oh, I don't know if I can say it. Justin Lin's like, go ahead. And she's like, I might operate a motor vehicle in this. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Cool.
Like,
yeah.
That's cool for us. But that's not, like, why is she not saying this? So I'm getting turned off a little bit at that point.
Well, because it feels like they're all basically under lock and key. Like, don't say anything that even remotely resembles a spoiler. And they're, like, basically, like, Daddy Justin, are we allowed to say that I punch a guy? They're like, yeah, okay, like, Jordana punches a guy. Like, yeah, cool.
We're like, okay, like, cool. Like, then, yeah, Jordana Brewster tells a story about how she, like, wanted to have a fight scene. And I'm like, this is really, like, this is really skimming the top kind of bullshit for me. Like, I'm like, come on, let's get something juicier here. But little did we know that they were just prepping us.
Because this is also now, like, an hour 10, an hour 15 into the thing. We're just like, where is, like, I knew, you know, based on having watched Apple events every year, I know that, like, the thing that you want to see, the iPhone, was always last. So I knew that whatever the length of this was going to be, it's coming last. But I thought it was going to be, like, an hour, because, like, they're going to condense it to 40, 45 minutes. It wound up being, like, almost 2 hours. The Cardi thing was probably half an hour afterwards, but, like, we're an hour 10, hour 15 in. It feels close, but it's also like, hey, we got more things to show you. Like, we got, you know, this other concert. We got this.
Shit.
It's just like, God, come on.
Then we finally kind of get closer to it, and Justin Lin's, like, kind of announcing it, right? And it's, like, him and John Cena and Maria Menounos, and they're, like, interviewing Justin Lin, and he starts talking, and this feels very real to me. He said, this is the Fast and Furious that I'm the most proud of. And it seemed, like, very sincere in his delivery. Like, there wasn't a pitch. He made me believe that he believes that. Whether or not that's true or whatever, or if it's just promo, he sold it really well. And he doesn't seem like a guy that's, like, a good actor from him being awkward in the previous interview. He's like, I wanted to take the family to deeper emotional places. And I was like, ooh, now my ears perk up.
We've gone some pretty emotional places already.
Yeah, but my ears perk up. I'm like, that's what we want too as fans, right? You and I specifically, I mean, like, and all of our listeners and stuff, but, like, we want them to take the characters to a deeper emotional place now. So I'm like, oh, cool. So I'm like, is he just telling us bullshit or is what? They're toeing the line, right? Like, they're doing some more interview stuff. Things I thought was interesting is Michelle Rodriguez was talking about inclusivity, which we talk a lot about. Talked about inclusivity through the way of rebels, which is an interesting choice. Like, she was talking, like, you know, counterculture people. They are very inclusive, and, like, a lot of them were talking about how they enjoyed the inclusivity of it. And then I got one cool fact that I don't know if you caught this or not. So then they cut to Cardi on, like, the red carpet, right? And they're talking to her, and, you know, how do you feel about Fast and Furious? And she's like, oh, this is great. They do their own stunts, whatever, whatever. And she says, I have a scene, like, a one scene. She's in one scene, which is perfect. That's what we talked about. Remember, we had, like, all of these people complaining on Facebook, and they're like, oh, I can't believe they're fucking bringing her in here and stuff like that. But you and I had said, hey, let's look at this, like, as if she's Rita Ora and stuff. We would love to have Cardi in one scene. That's fine. She's not going to, like, be someone's sister immediately. But, like, it's very cool that she gets a cool cameo. I like it. So we get a small confirmation from her that she has one scene, which is good. I can get by with that.
And it's around this time where they're like, it feels like even the cast, because, like, everybody are like, yo, what do you think? And, like, everybody in the interviews are like, I just want to see the trailer. Like, I haven't seen the trailer yet. Basically, it's at this point, I don't know that we missed anything, but they're just like, hey, Vin, you wanna do your thing?
The only thing that we missed was Tyrese being Roman. My favorite quote of his today, this is in their day-to-day year plans. And I was like, what does that mean? that's totally, I don't get it. But okay, Tyrese is being Roman on stage, cool.
Vin goes out, and Vin says, and I wrote it down, this is going to be so epic a moment right now. And he calls it Fast 9, and we're just like, okay. And then it starts out with the teaser, which we have.
So I'm like, okay, cool. We're 30 seconds in. I'm like, okay, getting this again. I'm like, let's bring him out. We saw John Cena all time, like the whole thing. So we're going to get some John Cena. And before this, I had talked to you. We're chatting and they showed kind of like a clip of the trailer or the movie, like them, like, you know, doing a stunt or something. And I saw John Cena in kind of like a bulletproof vest and like a military kind of uniform. And I'm like, oh, dude, he totally just replaced Hobbs. And like, I'm fine with that, right? Like, we're still going to see Fast 9, but I'm like, okay, that's like, this is like a little too on the nose for them to just bring in another military guy, right?
Yeah, and you said that you'd caught his name was Jacob, and we're like, okay, that's all we know. Because they're even asking, like, what do you do? Who are you? Like, what's your
He's
role?
Like,
He's like, can't tell you. You'll know soon, but like, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
So then the trailer happens, and...
Beginning part, 30 seconds, same thing we've seen in the minute one. Dom and Letty... their son, Brian, you're going to need this for what happens. We get the chain.
And there's the tractor, and there's the... they're playing See You Again, but it's Dom on a farm. It seems like he's, you know, in
he's retired.
Home life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just with Letty and with little Brian, and he's there, and he's just trying to do his thing.
Everybody's in a room. Dom walks in, he goes, like, it seems like my past is finally caught up to me.
No matter how fast you are, no one outruns their past, and mine just caught up to me.
Yeah.
And this is where we're seeing, you know, action scenes, and, like, someone... you know, Letty's on a motorbike and someone knocks her off and Dom again catches her. Like, she lands on his hood. And I thought that was very cool.
Yeah.
But it's like, who is this? And we see what we know is John Cena, like with a binocular staring from above.
And he's like, he's a master thief and a precision car driver.
Master thief, assassin, high performance driver. But who is he?
So he's Brixton. He's he's everything, right? Like, he is.
He's all the guys. He's Shaw. He's Brixton. He's Hobbs. He's everybody.
Exactly.
He's just like, the old, like, every movie is like,
Super
this
boss.
Is the biggest badass in the world. Again,
exactly.
Like, this is the biggest badass in the world.
Yeah.
but Joe, who is Jacob?
He's Dom's brother.
Oh, my God.
And we fucking lost it.
Yep.
You and I going ham. Every chat that I'm in is just exploding.
Before they're just like, oh, Jacob is Dom's brother. And then, like, the next thing we see is Cypher. Like, what is, like, what?
Yeah.
Like, we don't even have time
to process.
Digest the fact that then Cypher is on screen in, like, a Hannibal Lecter-style cage. Like, she's in, like, a glass box.
This was a great editing of this thing because my brain was so, like, Jacob, Dom's brother. And then it threw Cypher in, and I forgot she was in the movie until I just saw her again.
So I want to know, we're going to get back to Jacob, but, like, who captured Cypher? Because she's talking to John Cena, because last
No, she's
know,
not captured.
She's in a glass box that has, like, she no, she's a prisoner.
But she's free later in the trailer.
So I know, but I think
out.
She's talking to, like, I'm betting
that he
that
breaks
she
her
captured.
Out.
No, that he captured her somehow. Maybe. I don't know.
No, because they're a team by the end of the trailer.
I know, but so that's what I'm thinking. So here's what I'm thinking.
Okay, good.
It doesn't quite make sense, but so Fate, she jumps off her plane, right, with a parachute. And then at the end of Fate, Mr. Nobody's like, she's in Greece or whatever, right? Like, we know she's in Greece.
Yep.
So then we see Cypher, and she's in a glass box. Like, she is captured. She's a prisoner.
Maybe the glass is reversed, and maybe she captured Dom's brother.
This is very clear to me that there's lights all around a box that Cypher is in, and he's outside looking in.
Yeah, I can see the edge there.
This is very clearly... she's been captured by someone somehow.
Okay.
Because everybody in this world finds other people who want to help take people down. You know what I mean?
Maybe he came to get Cypher.
So there's a question of who captured her, right?
Yes.
How is he? Who is he? Is he government of another agency or something? Like, we don't know who, like, we know who he is.
No.
We don't know who he is, right?
Exactly.
And, like, how does he have access to view her? And then how does she get out? Because it feels like...
and there's other people. In the next scene, there's other people in that room too. So they're not stopping him or they're part of his posse, but that we don't see. I don't know, man.
So yes. So that... we got lots of questions there. But, like, I think that we're now... she's been captured. It's like between 8 and now, she's been captured by someone.
She's in a box.
Style makeover. She's like, she's looking great with the haircut. Jordan loves her earrings.
The earrings are dope. I agree. I didn't notice until Jordan pointed them out, but top tier.
And she says, could you kill him? I'm ready if you are. And then later, she's in a magnet plane, what Tej calls a magnet plane.
Well, because we get the whole scene of they have to do a jump off a cliff, right? right? We're jumping a car. We have to jump a car at this point.
It looks like Jacob, John Cena, drives across and the bridge collapses and then she... Or no, like, there's that. Maybe that's a separate thing. I don't know.
No, it's Tyrese and them.
Oh, Tyrese does that. Okay.
Tyrese drives across the bridge as it's collapsing. It's like Tej, Tyrese, and Ramsey. They drive across the bridge.
So then Jacob shoots off the cliff and then she magnet planes him up. Later, that's when Dom and Letty jump out and they hook onto the bridge and they use like a slingshot sort of thing.
Yes.
They're like, oh, they got a magnet plane now, which, yeah, of course, why not? But that's a cool thing to see.
Yes, that was very cool. I get that it's going to ruin it in the movie for us, but at the same time, it was cool.
So here's a question for you. Where does this take place? So there's one thing, the next thing in the trailer is that we see Dom talking. Dom talks to Mama Shaw and there's British flags. So they're presumably
they're
in the UK.
Yes,
because she's also behind a wheel on the right side. It kind of looks like Samoa. There are scenes that kind of look like the favelas in Brazil.
Yes.
I don't know where this is, though.
I don't know what the main base of this is. And there's also a scene where Letty and Jordana Brewster, Mia, are doing the combat, the hand-to-hand combat, and Letty tackles a guy through a window. And they look like, for a split second, they're in Japan.
Oh, okay. I feel like this is going to be like a very globe-trotting. So if they're maybe in Japan, they're in England. But like it feels because all the movies have been sort of globe-trotting, but they've all kind of centered around a city. But it feels like if a city was the main focus, I feel like we would have seen more. They would have established it more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Fate is all over the place. Like, it starts in Cuba, but, like, Fate is basically, like, kind of a New York movie for the most part. Like, most of it's in New York.
Check this out. 209 in the trailer. She jumps through the thing, and it kind of looks like it's an Asian-style place, and it looks like there's some sort of writing that I don't understand or know the characters of.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yes. Good. That's helpful. I like that. That's good.
So it's definitely not one place. We've established it's more than one place.
Yes.
Okay.
We see Mama Shaw, but does this mean, is Deckard going to be in this? Is Owen going to be in this? Is Hattie going to be in this? Who's going
to
be here?
I'm having to imagine that it's Dex. We're going to get justice for Han.
But it does seem like Mama Shaw is now with Dom. I mean, Dom helped, and like they're all, it seems like they're kind of buddy-buddy. Like, it was tense, but now they're buddy-buddy. I guess she broke out of prison after Hobbs and Shaw.
Who knows?
Like, successfully, right?
Okay. I have a tangential question for you. Okay. I'm going to tie this all together. Jacob is Dom's brother, right?
Yes. His little brother. Dom's the older brother.
Which presumably would make any kin of Jacob be a nephew of Dom's. Is Tony Toretto Jacob's son? From Spy Racers? Is Tony Toretto Jacob's son?
I love
possibly.
It. Well, no, but they're cousins.
I thought it was his uncle.
I mean, is it? It's definitely cousin. It's definitely cousin.
Okay. But they were at, no, but remember he said he was at his aunt's house? Maybe that's Jacob's.
Yeah, it could be Jacob's mom. It could be Dom's mom.
Okay, cool.
We get a scene of Mia and Letty fighting against a bunch of guys, which is very cool because we haven't seen Mia fight. And she was so, Jordana Brewster seems so excited that she actually got to fight, which is very cool. Then we have the Pontiac Fiero strapped to a rocket engine and Roman saying,
like,
my ass is in fuego.
That's a normal Tej Roman trope joke, right? Like,
what I want to know, though, is who is this mechanic? Because he's a new character.
I don't know this for sure. I might have a little bit of Joey face blindness here, but he really looks like the kid from Tokyo Drift that says, my mother, who's blind in one eye, can drift better than this. And I'm hoping that it's that character brought back.
Which also would kind of make sense with the next big reveal, which we will get to, but okay. There's
right,
a possibility.
You see what I'm saying?
Very possible. It definitely could be someone from that world, for sure.
Here, because if you look at him, okay, look, 218 is the kid who I think is one of the crew, of Sean's crew in Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
It's possible. I mean, it's also been 15 years probably since they filmed Tokyo Drift.
So that's what I'm saying. He looks like an older version of him, right?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they brought that character back. We've been clamoring to bring more Tokyo Drift characters back. That would lead credence to our next big thing.
Yes. And so on the screen, in the words come up, says, not all blood is family. It's like Dom versus Jacob. Like, this is the big thing.
Boom, boom, boom. Fight.
And then,
fight.
Then there's like a lull. And it's just like, end of the trailer. And then
no,
Letty says.
F9. Yeah, it's F9. End of the trailer. You're like, okay, I'm starting to decompress already. I'm like,
Letty
breathing.
Says, hey, guys, surprise. And then around the corner.
Oh, fuck.
Who is it?
Han. It's fucking Han. He's back.
And he just says, nice clubhouse. And,
of course, he's eating. He's eating.
And then it says, justice is coming. And then we see him drifting around a corner.
I got goosebumps right now. You just said
me
it,
too.
And like
I
my
know.
Whole arm just blew. Okay.
So it makes sense to me that Justin Lin is back. Of course he brings Sung Kang back. Of course
Fuck
he
yeah,
does.
Yeah, dude. That's his boy. Fuck yeah.
Couple questions for you. Number one, Giselle.
Oh, God. That blows my mind.
Question number two, what if Han dies again or for real? Can we take that? Is that too emotional?
No. It's too harsh.
Can he and Shaw just hug it out?
No.
Is he, an evil clone, like Kara was saying. He doesn't seem evil, but
No. That's what I'm saying. He comes into this, like, so nonchalant and familial that I think that he had have possibly been in hiding. He maybe, okay, this could tie together Hobbs and Shaw and 10 for us, because Han could have been rebuilt by Etion,
mm-hmm.
somehow escaped Etion.
Yeah.
Now he's a superhuman, but he also is, like, a good guy. Brixen's just bad because, like, they're in his head. If Han could have gotten the head part out and just been the cyborg, it would have been really good.
Then he's like Jax from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I watched this again with Rachel when we came home, and I'm like, Rachel, did you look at your phone at all? Have you seen anything about the trailer? She said no, because she was, like, driving to come get me and finishing work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't touch your phone. We're going to walk into the house. I'm going to put the trailer on, okay? And she's like, okay. And so she sits down. She's like, oh, cool. It's his brother, and there's Mama Shaw, and, like, all these things. And then the end, she's like, ah, and just starts screaming at the TV. She's like, holy fuck, how? Why? I don't know. She's so excited, so.
I mean, I said to you after it was over, like, how could we have known that finding out that John Cena is Dom's brother, his character plays Dom's brother, is not the big reveal of the trailer.
I know! I don't know, man. So now, getting back to the part that we were talking about earlier, yeah. Mama Shaw's there. It has to be Deckard Shaw's in this movie, too. Statham has to come in at some point.
I don't know that he has to, because I also feel like... I think it depends when in the movie Han... they're not going to delay the Han reveal because people know it from here. I feel like if you have Han versus Shaw in this movie, like, it feels like this movie, it's Dom versus Jacob.
Yes, it is.
I feel like having also Han versus Shaw again undercuts that in a way. Like, it makes it too much. I also want to know, how long is this movie going to be? Because this is a 4-minute trailer. There's so much happening here. Is this going to be a 2.5? Is this going to approach 3 hours?
Yeah, I don't know, man. What is the extended cut of this going to look like? We're just going to start getting into fucking Irishman territory real soon.
I'm okay with it, because we got to watch it every 22 weeks or whatever.
Yeah. When they were doing the interviews, did you hear them mention that they're like, Michelle Rodriguez and Vin Diesel talking, and she was like, we're blessed to still be making these 20 years later. And they're like, we won't always be able to make these. And Michelle turns to Vin and she's like, we have to hand these over to someone at some point, right? like we can't be making Fast and the Furious movies until we're 60. Like, we're going to have to hand these up. So that was cool because, you know, we've talked about that they only want to do 10 or whatever. Her response wasn't a response you would say to someone if your buddy was like, dude, we stop at fucking 10. It's over. You know what I mean? Her response was like, we're going to have to hand these off to someone. Like, she knows that he can't give this up yet.
Well, what I loved, my favorite part of the interview, and I can't believe that there's so much going on that I just slipped my mind. But they were like, the one criticism a journalist had, which is not true. There's probably a lot of people who didn't like the first movie. He's like, the one criticism a journalist had in the first movie is that there wasn't enough time for the Dom and Letty relationship. And who would have known 20 years later that we're still going? But yes. It's cool that they knew that as a criticism. They're like, okay, there's something here that's exciting that people like. Let's expand on it. But also, by the way, Dom and Letty not in 2, Dom and Letty not in 3, Letty's going to die in 4, yeah. Letty's not in 5, Dom's going to die essentially in 6, you know, memory, amnesia, erase in 6, Dom's evil in 8. We know, but, it's not here yet. So, I hope you saw Los Bandoleros, because that's what you got.
And also, Justin Lin, he said some things that, I didn't write down word for word what he said. Him commenting on things like that lends credence to my Justin Lin theory that he listens to the audience and is giving the audience what they want. Like, he has a direction, he has a vision, right? But if you're like, hey, dude, we fucking love Han, we're getting Han back! So, being like, bring fucking Han back, perfect, he does it. This is the justice, we thought we were just gonna get justice for Han.
Hey guys, we know you want justice for Han, we're gonna do you one better. How about Han's back? How about Han takes care of his own justice? You like that?
That's what I'm saying.
You like that?
Does that not exactly what I pitch every time? Like, he has to be listening to the butt. And he said, every time I meet a fan, they come up to me and they say, oh, we love Fast and Furious. We love what you did with this. We love, all these different things. And I'm like, he's listening to the fans. He is. He knows what we want. And he's trying to deliver on it. And I respect... Oh, that's awesome, man.
And then Cardi B had a 40-minute concert, which was very cool.
My last note that I have during the interviews, Dom's going through, he's like, when Tyrese joined in 2, when somebody joined in 4, and then he's like, Ramsey, when you joined in 7, 6, 7.
Yeah, because you can see her face. She's just like, I'm not in 6. You... You know, right? You know that, right?
Yeah, but the idea that now they've blended together in Dom's head too, or Vin's head, or Dom's head, doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, it was in that moment where I was like, I can't give Joe shit for calling Vin Dom, or Dom Vin, or Ramsey Ramses, or anything, because like even Vin can't keep it straight. Like, and he's the one making it.
Yeah, he's the one making it. So he's at a point now where he's 20 years deep in it, and he's like, which one did you fucking join it? Like, you were in one of them, and it wasn't, like, it wasn't the last one, and it's like, not the one, but, like, so you just kind of guess. It was awesome. It made me feel really good. I was happy that even Vin Diesel doesn't remember exactly what happens, because these are all one giant blur to me, especially from 4 on.
I don't remember.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. I don't remember when stuff happens. There's so many times during these episodes that we're like, was that 5 or 6? Like, it happened, and we remember it, but, like, well, obviously, when we're talking about, like, the most random shit.
Email us, familyacageclub.me. What do you think of the trailer?
Yeah, send us some thoughts, dude. Did you watch the trailer? Like, fucking get hype with us. Holy shit. Yes. I'm done. I'm just so hype. I'm still shaking. You heard.
Wait, hold on. We have a special guest. We have a special guest.
What?
Hold on. Live off the street. Hold on. Here we go. Jordan Pullen Clark, family member, just arrived at my house. I did not know she was coming until 15 minutes ago. Jordan, give us your thoughts on the trailer.
Han, that's all. I can't even. Han, and I'm obsessed with Michelle Rodriguez's hair, and I'm obsessed with Charlize's hair, and oh my gosh, the earrings that she has on. Oh my gosh.
When you pointed it out and I saw them, mwah, so good.
Aren't they perfect?
They're perfect. They're perfect. I love them.
That's it. That was my... Just Han. I can't even...
Han.
I really don't love that they've now created a world where death isn't real, because that's going to get boring kind of fat. Like,
no.
What are the stakes?
Shh, 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 shh. Let us have this.
What?
Just Han.
Fine. You're right. Fine. I'll just live with that. For all that, I'm going to give this to Joy and take my coat off.
I feel like Jordan showing up is the equivalent of Han showing up at the trailer. She's like, nobody saw it coming, and now she's just here. It's
boom!
Like, now the new reality.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, so I know that you watch a trailer. Email family@cageclub.me. Let us know what you think. We will talk about it. So we're going to put out the episode for the Skulls on Tuesday. We are wildly calm because we're like, oh yeah, the trailer happened. We talked about that. No big deal. And then we're going to talk about this in the relap recap. I can't wait to, like, the exit interview with Kara is going to be a whole new thing now, because it's like,
mind
what
blown.
Does she think now?
Our whole next lap is just fucked. Like,
oh yeah.
There's so much.
Yeah. 100%.
There's so much we have to talk about.
So any other thoughts, Joe, or are we good?
We're good.
Joe, we're not good. This is unprecedented. So not only was the trailer mind, like, I'm still like, I just picked up dinner, and on the way home I was just like, I can't believe how much we saw. So not only did the trailer irrevocably change the future of this podcast.
Oh yeah.
But we are recording a second session for this episode because we're like, we got more to say.
Resident Historian brought something to our attention. At least I didn't notice it before it. Did you?
No. So I made a note. So what Mike said, which, as you might be shouting at your iPhone or whatever, when are they going to talk about the fact that Mia and Jacob are brother and sister?
Somehow.
So Mike Manzi, Resident Story Mike Manzi, said, so John Cena is also Mia's brother or different mom, LOL? He's only your brother, Dom. And you said, we didn't consider that. So here's how dumb I am.
Yes.
When Jacob first shows up and they're in that room and there's like all the SWAT guys around and like all the family are around them, it looks like Mia is angry. And I'm like, did Mia bring Jacob here? And I was like, no, it's just weird editing. But like, maybe Mia did bring Jacob there. Like, maybe he used Mia in the same way that we talked about that he might be using Cypher. Maybe he used Mia to get to Dom.
I was just so hung up in the Jacob is Dom's brother, the way that Letty delivers it, that I didn't even consider that she should have said, like, Jacob is their brother, right? We get a distinguishing factor that she says it's Dom's brother. And Mia's upset that he's there. I'm thinking this has to be like his half-brother or something, right?
It's a testament, I think, to the character building that I don't think of Mia as Dom's sister anymore. I just think of Mia as Mia.
No, that's what I was going to say, too. Like, Mia is part of the family, but I forget that they are actually blood-related.
So when we found out in the trailer that they are brothers, that Dom and Jacob are brothers, friend of the show, patron of the show, Melissa Lynham, said, I guess this gives hope for Ellie Toretto. And I was like, oh shit, maybe it does. Like, if there's a brother, if there's a secret brother, maybe there's a secret sister who's in love with Johnny Tran and also
locked
eventually
maybe
Shaw.
Yeah, she could have just been locked in the basement or something and we just never heard of her. This gives super credence to You Are My Lifespan at this point.
Validation. So shout out to Lunar She-Wolf for that. Hoo boy. One other thing that unrelated to family that I noticed was when Dom and Letty are about to jump and attach and go, right? Did you notice us what he did?
He hit the NOS.
Primed the NOS. He turned that valve.
Yeah, he did. He was getting ready to NOS boost it so he could jump it and go.
So we didn't see NOS really being used, but NOS gets a shout-out in the trailer, which I think is very important to point out.
Yes.
Melissa was not necessarily crazy about the trailer, but her sister, who loves the Fast and Furious movies, watched it. Ooh. And she made a point, which I think is very valid.
What?
The trailer, we're like, holy shit, Dom and Jacob are brothers, right?
Yes.
What if they just saved Han for the movie?
I think they should have saved Han for the movie. I think this was purely a promo move to get people to go see the movie, being like, look, we got Han back. Like, go see this fucking movie.
Do you think it's
movie.
People that they're trying to get back the people that they've lost?
Possibly. But at the okay. same time, I think that as we know, they always save some surprises for us. I'm thinking that gives them an out to add Deckard into the movie.
I also wonder if they're just worried about spoiler culture, like when they have, you know, like when they film El Camino, spoilers for El Camino, skip ahead 15 seconds, when Walter White's there and they like fly him in on a private jet and they have like Bryan Cranston coming in, you know what I mean? It's like, we don't want people to know. Like,
yes.
We live in a world in which spoilers are everywhere and it's impossible to not know. And the fact that we didn't know, like the movie is wrapped, right? But the fact that we didn't know
that Han was even on set or anything, right?
Maybe this is just a point that Han's not really in the movie a lot. That it's just like,
no.
Hey,
no,
he's
no, no.
back. I don't know.
No, he has to be in the movie. Because they said justice is coming.
Justice is coming, but it's not. Doesn't say justice is here.
No, but justice is coming means like it's coming to the audience,
okay.
Not to...
I believe that. I like that.
Yeah.
But you know who's not in the trailer, though, unfortunately? No niece Denise.
I was going to say Giselle.
Hey, guys, surprise.
And it's No Niece Denise walks out.
Just turns the corner and she's like, "Sup, Roman?" And she's like, "Oh shit, it's No Niece Denise!" And no one, and everybody's just like, "Who the fuck?" And we're like, "Oh my god!" Like, it would have been the same reaction from us and no one else.
Yeah, yeah.
I do want to say, so there's one other thing that basically between the time we recorded and the time that we're recording now, we got an email from Ben Milliman. So subject line F9 with about 10 exclamation points.
Oh, you're going to read it?
I'm going to read it, yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's add it to the end.
Ben
yeah.
says, "I can't wait for F9 to come out. I got chills hearing See You Again in the beginning.
Same.
I'm convinced that the writers of Fast and Furious are listening to the podcast. I mean, Dom's brother being the bad guy, this has 2F2F written all over it, LOL.
I think so. I hope so.
What I was thinking is like, you know, if they were really listening, we would have been there in Miami, but what if they're just like, hey, like, you don't want to be there. Where you really want to be is the premiere.
Yeah, I think they're saving the premiere for us to invite us. We're going to replace Maria Menounos at the premiere, and we're going to start doing the interviews, and that will be perfect. And we can be the hype men. I think we're pretty good hype men. I think we would be qualified for this. I've never done it before, but I mean, I could.
Ben continues, "This trailer felt so much more like a Fast and Furious movie than Fate did. It's over the top and amazing."
Ben makes a really good point there. This feels way more like a Fast and Furious movie than Fate did, even from the trailer. I agree.
I don't know if it was just me, but Letty seemed more like original Letty in this trailer to me. Oh my god, that Letty and Mia scene. I'm so excited and Han is back. I watched this in my work van, so I couldn't jump up and down with excitement, but I wanted to. Sorry if this is all over the place, but I just watched it again and can't wait.
Well, we're like 4 or 5 deep at this point, so, and I'm going to have to watch it again tonight just to get one more. Whew. And also, new discovery since we recorded the first part, somebody else has noticed that they think the character from Tokyo Drift is also the character in here. So I was not the first person to notice. I mean, well, we recorded it. Somebody else noticed
timestamp.
It. Yeah, timestamp.
Scoreboard.
Ask Joey. He knows that I said it first.
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't know. Because then after we were done, I looked at Facebook to get your file. And I was just like, oh, there's a picture. I was like, are you sending this? But I was like, no, we were talking about the trailer. So like, it just had happened at the same point. But
yes,
yeah, you're
somebody
not the
else
only
sent
one.
That to me. And I was like, yes, I did catch this. So
you know, our friend... family member, sorry, not friend, family, we don't have friends, we have family. Brian Rodriguez was like, I want Suki back, I don't care about Han, he cares about Han, he's joking, he's like, I want Suki back. Like, you know, this opens up the world of Neela, of Sean, of
yes.
Twinkie, of this guy, but it also, I think, opens the possibility of like, hey, remember those niche characters that you know from the earlier movies? Yeah, we could bring Suki back, we could bring all these people back,
I'm
like,
so
why
excited.
Not?
10 has to be the end game to this movie, and I'm so fucking ready for it.
Man, oh man. But also to your point of, like, Dom, like, Vin was not talking about the movies, the franchise, as a way, like, we've got one more in us. It's like, oh no, like, I'm not ready to go yet. Like, we've got more
right?
in us. You,
you
know
think
what I mean?
So, too? Now that you processed it, does it feel like that?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's like a...
He might do till 10.
I think narratively, he's like, I want it to end, but also, like, I'm not ready. Like, this is my baby. Like, he has other franchises. Like, he has Riddick and he has other stuff, you know, Triple X and whatever, but, like, this is him.
Exactly. The conversation between him and Michelle really pointed out that I don't think that this will end for a very long time, that maybe they have to step back from it, but they'll continue it in some way.
Any other thoughts?
No, what an addendum that was. Wow.
Whew. Go back to us past selves and wrap this up. For all things Too Fast, Too Forever, you can go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/TooFastTooForever, or at TooFastTooForever on Twitter and Instagram. Email us, family@cageclub.me. Come back on Tuesday for the Skulls. Come back next week for Relap Recap, maybe some more in-depth thoughts, especially with Kara about what's coming next.
I might have to rank this trailer. Jesus.
Oh, boy. TooFastTooForever.com. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe, too.
And we'll see you next time. Please email us, family@cageclub.me. We'll see you right here on Too Fast, Too Forever.